1, start your engines.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be with you here live on Sunday nights, of course, as we go into this Thanksgiving week. And a lot is going on. So much going on. I've got so much news to get to here, but I want to make sure everybody knows you'll want to stay tuned for sure for our guest segment tonight, because we're bringing him back on with us. Eric Burkhart will be here, former CIA agent and a fascinating guy who likes to just kind of weigh in on everything that's happening in the news and politics. And of course, I've got a ton of questions to ask him about this whole concept, this whole idea of election rigging. Is this possible? Does it happen in other countries? What does he think about what we know so far? Is there a psychological operation going on? I'm just fascinated to get his feedback on all of this. Eric Burkhart, former CIA agent, will be with us in 28 minutes, so stand by for that. Next week is Thanksgiving, so we decided we're not going to do a live show next Sunday night. But I am tinkering with the idea of doing a pre-recorded show towards the end of the week, which would update, you know, anything happening in the news, because a lot is happening this week. And I want to ask for one quick favor before we get into tonight's news. If you like this show and you want to help us out, one thing you could do that won't cost you a penny, it'll cost you about a minute of your time, is to leave a review for me over at iTunes. I'm telling you, the show is just so close to moving up to the next level. We're at a 3.9 rating out of 5. And part of that is because I got a few ratings in there from people that don't like the commercials we used to have. Back in the day when we were still with the network, which was a year and a half ago when we were with the Genesis Communications Network and we had to go to those commercials every 10 minutes or so. I'm not complaining. That was my contract at the time. We no longer have the commercials, but my rating at iTunes is still suffering because of the commercials. I get that, but we haven't had commercials in a year and a half. So please help me out. Please, you know, go over there. Give me the 5 stars if you love the show. Add a comment or two. iTunes, I need your reviews. I need to bump that up to at least a 4.0, and that's going to take at least 5 or 10 more ratings. And you can be that hero this week that bumps the show up to the 4.0 so we can start, moving up to the next level over at iTunes, which is, you know, more and more our downloads for the show are coming from a number of different platforms. I mean, we are really all over the internet, but I looked at my stats again today and still our number one download is from iTunes. So help us out with an iTunes review. All right. I'm just going to tell you this news. I personally am confused by it, but I'm just going to throw it out there. So there is breaking news tonight, just literally minutes before we went live, that Sidney Powell is not part of Trump's legal team. Now, this is a tweet that comes out from Trump's legal team saying that Sidney Powell is not part of the legal team. And it's sort of a little bit cryptic. I don't really know what to make of this tweet because it doesn't say she was fired. And there's so many people now commenting on my Facebook page and people commenting on this story just online. Well, she was never a part of his team is what some people are saying. And so part of the tweet says that she is a private attorney and she doesn't represent Trump. She doesn't represent the campaign, but she's an attorney practicing basically independently on her own, which is all well and good. But I don't know. This is just kind of weird to me. I mean, this is the night before this week where all of these lawsuits are to be filed. And now all of a sudden, really the face of this, Sidney Powell, I think is the head of this, is at least the public face of this, is now there's distancing going on. I'm confused. I don't know. I have people, friends of mine on Facebook, followers on Facebook, posting next to my posting of this story, fake news, like that I'm sharing fake news. Now, this comes directly from Trump's legal team saying that she's not on the legal team. So I'm not, you know, putting out any fake news. I mean, this is what is being reported. Maybe there's more to this. It just seems weird to me. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something you want to do the night before all of this is happening. But on the other hand, I'm reading all these other, you know, news reports that the Trump legal team has filed their legal appeal for, I believe, Pennsylvania. The recount is going forward in Georgia, and they're working all the angles for all the other states that they claim there has been, you know, problems with the vote. So, I mean, it sounds like everything's still going forward. I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, well, that's it. Sidney Powell has quit, or Trump has given up, or Trump is conceding. I don't really know what to make of this, other than that is what the announcement was, that she is not on their legal team. She does not represent the president, and she does not represent the campaign. I don't know. One of my followers on Facebook said that's because she's going to be announced as the new head of the FBI. Okay. That kind of came out of left field, but it's like, oh, well, I mean, if that's the case, that's great, too. I just don't know. But I think we're kind of getting too far into this for, I don't know how to say this. I mean, they've got to put their serious poker faces on, though. We're too far into this for any kind of funny business. And I'll be honest with you. I love Rudolph Giuliani. I followed his whole career, really. I mean, I love the man. I think he's a patriot. I think he's a great guy. But he's just not as sharp as he used to be. And I don't know if it's an age thing or what it is. I personally felt a lot better with Sidney Powell kind of being the face of Trump's legal team. I don't know. I just don't feel as good about it with Giuliani. Maybe it's just me. But that is a weird twist that we just learned about minutes before we went live. Now, look, I'm with everybody else here. You know, I have a lot of questions, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having questions. I'm also not someone that is 100% convinced that the election results are going to change. I'm still in the middle on this. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm reading what you're reading. Impossible statistics that the flow of the votes, this is not possible mathematically or statistically what happened. I'm seeing all of those things online like you're seeing. I'm seeing the stories about ballots showing up in the middle of the night, unloaded from vans that have out-of-state license plates, ballot harvesting from nursing homes. The latest story today alleges ballot harvesting from psychological, hospitals, from psych hospitals. The Dominion voting systems people supposedly disappearing, not showing up for hearings. Shredder trucks showing up at these sites where the polling sites in Georgia. I'm reading all these same stories you're reading. And I don't know what to make of this, because it's like we're in a parallel universe. Because you've got the mainstream media and you've got Biden's people and all of them saying there's absolutely nothing to see here. This is all a made up conspiracy. And then you have all of this other evidence. And man, oh man, if there's not fire, I'll tell you what, it's the most smoke I've ever seen without there being a fire. I'm just telling you, this is, something's going on here. Here's the deal. I'm having a hard time sleeping anymore. I just want this to be over with. honestly, one way or the other. If Trump legitimately won, then let's move on. If Biden legitimately won, then let's move on. I don't know. I personally can't handle much longer of this just lingering. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. It is causing me a great deal of stress right now for this to just be an unresolved thing. I don't know. It just is. It's starting to become too much. On top of COVID and wearing the masks and not wearing the masks, and do we still have to wear the masks even after the vaccine comes out, and all of this nonsense. And when you look at it, you know, we've got even, you know, defectors like Chris Christie, who's really been a longtime Trump supporter. Chris Christie comes out today and says, quote, "Trump's legal team has been a national embarrassment." Those are strong words, but I'm not really a huge Chris Christie fan either. And I don't mean, no pun intended by using the word huge and Chris Christie in the same sentence. Just clarifying that, but I don't know. I'm tired of it. Maybe I'm the only one. I am just tired of this being in limbo feeling. I've been feeling like this for like weeks up until the election. And now I was like, okay, the election's going to be over. One way or the other, we're going to know who won. It's going to be over. And now here we are. What is it, like 3 weeks later? We still don't really know. By the way, I made the mistake of saying that. I was up at Denny's. I don't know why I did this. I got up at 5:30 in the morning on Saturday, yesterday morning. And I rode my bike in the dark to Denny's, 4.5 miles away. I just do, these are the kind of nutty things I'm doing right now. Because this is driving me crazy. So I ride my bike in the dark. I've got a light on it and everything, but nonetheless, it was kind of crazy. I get up middle of the night, it felt like. I ride my bike up to Denny's. I park my bike outside, put my lock on there and everything, and I march into Denny's. How many in your group? Just one. It's like 6 a.m. at Denny's. And I sit down and I eat my breakfast. And I'm just making small talk with the waitress, lady. She looked like maybe 65, 70 year old lady, tough as nails. And I said to her, and man, isn't this driving us crazy that we don't know who the president is? And did she unload? I mean, multiple F bombs. I mean, she just unloaded on me that she knows who the president is. And I was just waiting for it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything more because this lady's going to knock me under the table. And she goes on to just totally explode and melt down about how much she hates Trump. And I decided, that's it. I'm finishing my breakfast. I am not going any further with that. I mean, and this was, it wasn't empty. There was like maybe four or five other tables in the restaurant. And she just unloads in this like large meltdown with the F-bomb multiple times and all that. And I'm like, okay, then it's never too early for the four letter word at Denny's when we're talking about Trump. So man, oh man. All right. A lot of stuff going on. Let's move on to some other news. I don't know. I saw this story today and it kind of made me sad. Maybe a sign of the times. Guitar Center, the largest retailer for musical instruments in the United States, has filed for bankruptcy, announced that today that they are filing for bankruptcy. And of course, this is becoming so common. You know, I posted this on my social media and people are saying, yeah, but they're just going to restructure their debts. They're not really going out of business. You know, I don't know. I mean, in my world, bankruptcy means bankruptcy. It's not a good thing. And you just see a big company like this that's been around for a long time going through bankruptcy. But I'm telling you, I think this economy is far worse off, I think, than a lot of us even know. And I don't mean to say that as a negative against Trump. I'm just saying I'm looking at small businesses closing down. In particular, small businesses is what I'm talking about here. These larger businesses, a lot of them are doing fine. I know like the big retailers actually have seen a surge in their sales and profits. But the smaller businesses in particular are really hurting. A lot of these areas where restaurants are forced to close down or have limited hours. And, you know, even my favorite restaurants here in town, you know, maybe 25% or 30% of the normal capacity. I mean, it's going to take a while for things like restaurants and the airlines and all that to come back. And I did want to kind of go on the record because I had a lot of people this week for some reason ask me my opinion about going into the stock market. You know, should I get my money out of the market right now, Jim? Jim, is this a good time to get in? I'll be honest with you. Right now, I would say, and for those of you that don't know, I was a money manager for many years, so this is not me just kind of putting my nose into areas I'm not experienced in. I no longer do that, but I did it for a number of years, and I have to tell you, just looking at everything right now, I probably would not have much money in the stock market right now. I don't really see much more upside. I really don't. But I see a whole lot of scenarios for downside. I really do. Especially as this contested election thing continues to go on. That's not good. And I think, too, when we just look at, the reality of this second wave that's taking place and all of these mandatory statewide shutdowns that are going on around the country, I don't know. I just think it's one of these scenarios where I'm not really making a prediction, but when I was a money manager, when I felt like the risk reward ratio was not in my favor, I would take the money off the table. And I did very well in that business. I did very well for my clients for many years. So that's kind of my view right now. Take it or leave it. I'm not predicting a market crash. I'm just simply saying, look, right now, probably a good time to keep a lot of money in cash and not in the stock market. But then I shift gears. We have this story here about Bitcoin. JP Morgan admits it was wrong about the end of the Bitcoin bull run. And get this, renews their $140,000 plus price forecast. That's per Bitcoin. And if you haven't been following cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is right now at over $18,000. In fact, as we are live now, I will get a live quote for you. $18,310 right now. And the high watermark, the all-time high watermark, is right around $20,000. So once we hit that, it's going to really ring up a lot of big news stories. And that's just around the corner. It could happen tonight. The way Bitcoin has been moving. It could happen tonight. And a lot of people have been asking me, you know, how do I buy Bitcoin? How do I get involved with Bitcoin? Well, let me tell you, the easiest way to do it is through a company called Coinbase. And there's a way you can do this and actually get some free Bitcoin. So there's a deal, and I have a special link for you, and here's how it works. If you put $100 into Bitcoin, they'll give you an extra $10. And that's only if you use this special link. Write it down, bitcoinbonus.us. If you type that into your computer or your smartphone, bitcoinbonus.us, that's my referral link, and that will give you an extra $10 of Bitcoin when you put $100 in. Now, I want to tell you about something else that you might want to look at. And I was thinking about something this afternoon, and I'll tell you, it's kind of a weird thing I was thinking about. I was thinking to myself, I have made so much money with cryptocurrency, I almost feel a little bit guilty that maybe I should have done a better job over the years trying to convince my followers, you know, Christian people that come to my website, come to my social media. I just don't think I've done a very good job of convincing you that you need to have money in this. And I've tried. I wrote a book on it. You can see it over my shoulder here, over my right shoulder. The 90-minute Bitcoin quick start. People said, Jim, we would get involved with Bitcoin. This is back when it was like $100, $200. I mean, I've been talking about it since you could get a Bitcoin for $20. And now it's almost $20,000. I've been talking about it since $20. And now it's $20,000. People said, look, it's complicated. It's hard to understand. Can you write a book? Can you make it simple? Blah, blah, blah. And I did. I wrote a book. The book came out 2 years ago. It's doing really well. It's all of a sudden popped up and a bunch of copies are selling, which is fantastic. I just raised the price on it. It's doing so well. I just raised the price $3 That's the fun of being self-published. I just go in and change the price. It's like, well, everybody wants this book. Let's see how much they want it. And I just bumped the price up $3 a book. But, you know, I've done my best. I'm still sitting here trying to tell you need to put some money in cryptocurrency. Maybe all you have is $100. Use bitcoinbonus.us, put $100 in. You'll immediately have $110 in there. That's one of the options. Let me tell you about something else. Once your account is open at Coinbase, you might want to look at another cryptocurrency. I've been talking about this one since it was, about 2 cents, 3 cents? Ripple XRP. So Ripple XRP, I believe, is the next Bitcoin. And I've been saying this for years, and it's almost at 50 cents right now. At one point, it was up to $3.35. You can get one Ripple coin right now. Let me see what the price is. Give you a real-time quote. But this is the next one that's going to explode. Mark my words. Ripple is trading right now, last trade, 45 cents. So I'm basically saying this to you. Look, if you feel like Bitcoin has passed me by because it's almost, you know, it's $18,300. Bitcoin has passed me by, Jim. I don't think it's going to go much higher. I think you're wrong. I think it is going to go much higher. But if you're really looking for that sort of ground floor, like what if I put $100 in something that was at 45 cents? And let's say that Ripple XRP goes up to be worth $100 or $500 or $1,000. So that's something I'm really excited about that too, the Ripple XRP. And I've been talking about it for years, but again, a lot of people are like, well, you know, that's fine, but I'm not sure I'm convinced the cryptocurrency and all that. And I'm not saying put your life savings in any of this stuff, but I've been begging people for years, put $100 in, put $50 in. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think I've done a good enough job in persuading people. But I want to make one other mention tonight is I have a workshop on this. I started this 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, where basically what I did is I put together an online workshop, and it's basically everything in my book, but it's all explained in a series of videos. So if you want the cheap way out, buy the book for $16.95. If you want to take advantage of a more complete, like step-by-step type of a training and also have access to our discussion group, you can do that for just $77, and then it's $10 a month to stay as a member, cancel at any time. If you want to find out about the workshop, that's at bitcoinworkshop.us. Bitcoinworkshop.us. And you get a free copy of the book when you join. I also give you some free cryptocurrency when you join. That's all there for you at bitcoinworkshop.us. Now, why is Bitcoin exploding right now? A lot of things are going on. Probably the biggest story, if you missed it in recent days, is that PayPal is now big time into cryptocurrency. If you can't already, it should be available on most people's PayPal accounts within a matter of days. You'll be able to buy Bitcoin, and that's huge. So there's a lot happening. I mean, it's Bitcoin's going up and the stock market may be going down. So just something to think about. The workshop is bitcoinworkshop.us. If you're looking for an interesting Christmas gift for somebody, buy somebody the Bitcoin workshop. I'll tell you this, a lot of younger people, I'm talking not just people in their 20s, but even teenagers, high school age, even middle school age, are super interested in cryptocurrency. So buying that Bitcoin workshop for somebody be a cool Christmas gift, bitcoinworkshop.us, or just get them the book, which is over at Amazon for $17. You can grab the book and that ships out Amazon Prime. You get it in a couple of days. The book is the 90-minute Bitcoin quick start, the 90-minute Bitcoin quick start. And that book, check it out. It has almost a perfect 5-star review after 50 reviews so far have been written about the book. Also, before we get to our guest segment, I got to tell you, I love this Dan Bongino guy. I just love this guy. former New York police officer, New York City police officer, NYPD, former Secret Service agent. I'm reading his book right now, Life Inside the Bubble, sort of like his biography and story of being inside the Secret Service. But I've been listening to his podcast, which is Monday through Friday. You can find his podcast. And one of the things I love about this guy is his podcast is great. A lot of good information about what's going on with the whole election controversy and all that. But the guy is right. He's right now taking chemo treatments for cancer. But he's the most optimistic, upbeat guy you'd want to listen to. And if that doesn't make you feel guilty as a person, like if you get up in the morning and you've got even for a second a thought in your mind like, woe is me, or I'm depressed, or my life is not good enough, or I don't like this or that about what I've got to deal with today. And then you listen to Dan Bongino, the guy is off the charts, optimistic guy about life and everything going on. And here he is, he's taking chemo. And he's doing his podcast. The same day he's taking chemo, he's doing his podcast. I mean, people like that in Rush Limbaugh, you just can't have too much respect for people like that. And you got to think, thank God, you know, that I have my health. You know, you could have financial problems, relationship problems. You could be having problems at your workplace. I mean, you could be going through all kinds of stuff. I get that. Everybody's got something going on right now. So many people hurting because of COVID and the shutdowns and all that. But, you know, if you don't have cancer, if you're somebody that has your health, I mean, embrace that and be thankful and grateful for your health. And I have to tell you, I love listening to Dan Bongino. Great podcast. And every time I hear the guy, I'm like, man, I feel so guilty. I feel so guilty that I'm not as enthusiastic and excited about life as this guy is, who is right now in chemo. Well, he's doing the podcast every day. So check it out. It's Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. And one of the things I love about him also is he's one of the early investors in Parler, which is that great alternative social media platform that we love. And he's got a lot of great information, you know, about alternatives to a lot of the mainstream, you know, tech companies that are starting to deplatform conservatives and Christians. And then we'll close out our new segment with this before we get to our guest. The Pennsylvania Secretary of Health is forecasting that we will be wearing masks to the end of 2021. I'm not kidding. This is what is upsetting a lot of people. We were told that once the vaccine came, that we were going to be able to get rid of this mask thing. And I'm hearing like, no, we've got like at least another year of the masks. And then I've got some people saying, no, the masks are here for good. I mean, we're not getting rid of these masks ever. I don't know. I mean, I hate wearing the mask. I do it because I want to be a good citizen, and I don't want to upset people. In the beginning, I was reluctant. I didn't wear the mask, but now that like pretty much everywhere I go, there's a big sign that says wear the mask or don't come in. I'm compliant. I don't want to be that guy who's, you know, going in without the mask to try to make trouble. Now, if you've got a medical condition where you can't wear the mask, that's different. I don't have such a medical condition. So I'm just trying to be a good citizen and go along with it. Because I know that some people, it really scares them if you don't have the mask and they have medical issues. And it's, I don't know. I just feel like as a Christian, I want to cooperate and go along with the mask. You may not agree, but the idea of these masks for another year, I just can't believe it. And then they're saying, don't have Thanksgiving. And if you do, make sure you have it outside and don't have Christmas. I mean, what is this? I mean, we can't have Thanksgiving. We can't have Christmas. I'm having Thanksgiving. I mean, don't tell anybody, but there'll be nine of us sitting around the Thanksgiving table. I hope that doesn't get out. Someone will be busting down my door for violating some rule about a mass Thanksgiving. I don't think nine people is too many. I mean, who decides? Is it, who says it's 10? Where does that number come from? You're supposed to have only 10. What if you have 11? You're going to have something happen? The 11th person is the one that brings COVID in to Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, what is this about these curfews at 10 o'clock? Why are all these curfews at 10 o'clock? Is it at 10:01 that COVID comes out at 10:01? So, I mean, you got to be careful. It's, I mean, like turning into the pumpkin at midnight, Cinderella, at 10:01, COVID comes out. Make sure that you're back by 10:01. It's not 9:01. It's still not out at 9:01. It's 10:01. All right, enough craziness. We will take a 1 minute break and refire the open, and we'll be back with Eric Burkhart, great guy. He's been with us before, former CIA agent. He has a book out. We'll also talk about his book. We'll take 1 minute, refire the open, and we will be back with our guest segment. Stand by.